You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, real quick before we get back to business. First of all, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We have a situation, and David has a situation, but because it affects me, I'm making it my situation. So I need your help, people. Jury duty is something that just happens. And I have to get David out of jury duty. Now, I've offered a solution that no one has argued is ineffective, but yet no one is comfortable with it. And that is, to me, when you are interviewed for jury duty, you just say some of the most egregious things on the planet in order to be inadmissible as a juror. Like, it wouldn't matter. Like, if David rolls in, even though he doesn't feel this way, and he just goes, I hate all white people. You're not a juror. You're out. They're going to go, this guy's a loose cannon. If David rolls in and goes, I want you to know something up front. Really happy to be here, but I'm a crackhead. And I'm going to have to do crack while on your jury. They're going to just be like, nope. Yeah. Wait, isn't that how you get out of this?
Yeah, is it okay to smoke rocks on your break?
Right, like David rolls up and says, David says, I hate minorities. Like, what? How would they allow him there? So hold on. I'm asking people, how do you end up becoming a juror when isn't that the way out? You just say, I'm a terrible person. I need out. Rico, have you done this?
I've never had to. I always get dismissed. Like, call in and I don't hear my name called.
Have you gone with the egregious life viewpoints so that you know your name won't get called?
Oh, I haven't had to.
Or am I missing something? Can you get in trouble for doing that?
No, if you're, because here's the thing, they know. Now, what's going to happen is you got to have a backup. So you can't just say, I hate everybody, because the judge has already heard this before.
Okay.
So then they may say, well, when did you start hating everybody? And if you stutter, get over there. You're on the jury. So judges have become keen to the fact of people come up with weird things to say.
I'd like to know if you've gotten out of jury duty, how have you done it? Because we cannot have David on a jury missing weeks of a show for somebody's traffic ticket. Not having it. Plus, David does not have the moral compass to be on a jury. Right. See, this man is a fraud. He's a con. He is not a religious leader in this town.
See, David, wow.
I'm trying to build a case, David, where if the judge is hearing it, they don't want David.
David, if you're going to say you hate something, you got to be specific about it.
What should David say he hates?
Like, you hate, you know what? I hate minorities. I hate women. I hate myself.
I don't like
anything.
David just says, I hate America.
Right. You know what? After the last, I hate everything after America. I don't like it. I'm angry. Your Honor, I don't like you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, though. I want to do jury duty. I've always wanted to do jury duty. I want to sit there with my little pad, my glasses on, and I want to determine if someone's guilty or not guilty. I've watched all the, court TV stuff. Love it. Want to do it.
Maybe that's the way to get out, David. You said, you know what?
Oh, if I say I want to do it.
I've watched every Dateline episode. I promise you, the defense lawyer is going to say, don't want him.
You might be right about that.
I've watched every Dateline, every 2020, every cold case. Oh, yeah. And literally, David, nerd up your look. Find the nerdiest glasses, put a pocket protector in, have like five pens and pencils in your pocket, and just say, with the double bow tie, I'm ready. Let's go.
But you're missing the point.
Yeah.
He wants to screw us over.
No.
We have to put a stop to this.
No.
No, I'm trying to work on
that. All right. Why are you whispering? He's sitting right there.
He can't hear us.
And David, stop acting like you want to help anybody.
He's too busy.
You don't like anyone.
Oh, no. I don't want to help anyone. I want to help myself.
What if you want that $10 check a day?
No, I don't care about that.
David, I'll pay.
I want to be a pretend lawyer for a day. Dismissal.
Just please. We're heading down a home stretch of a football season. I don't need you missing. First of all, that's how
I get out. I say I hate the Lions. That may get me out. I don't really hate the Lions, people. I don't. No. But that may get
say
me
you
out.
You hate Jared Goff.
Oh. Do you know what case you're up for?
No idea. I don't know anything yet till I walk in.
I don't think it's going to be like an OJ type case. He may be gone for a couple of days. Yeah, I see. He's trying to get out of this.
How do people get out of jury duty?
No, what are you talking about?
He wants to get out of working with us.
No, I am doing a civic duty.
No, you're not.
I'm being asked to do my civic duty.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Bigger civic duty, jury duty, or working this show? This show provides people with endless free entertainment.
Very
so
true.
So what? It's one court case. They'll find another version of you.
These are also the people that listen that think I'm not a real Michigan fan. They can't stand my opinion on the Detroit Lions. So who am I really helping here?
Us.
Should I help the person that's on trial or should I help the people here?
But your prejudices know no bounds. You're going to throw them in jail regardless.
David.
You're a terrible person. I hope the court's hearing this. You're terrible.
And David just may show up to the court painting his face in maize and
blue. Wait a minute. Time out.
Maize and blue paint.
Hold on.
One half maize, one half blue.
Let's take a page out of Kenny's book. You show up hammered. If David showed up blotto on church wine, you can get out.
Yes, and straight to jail.
Why?
Very much so.
How did you get here, son? I drove.
No. I'll drive him. David, just blotto.
Right.
On church wine, I drive him there.
He's going to sit there until he dries out. Once they realize, are you drunk?
Yes.
Bailiff, please take this man and put him in jail.
I might be there
David
for a
David could
while.
Just say he drinks every day.
Then right. They're really going to keep me in jail.
Yes, they can. He didn't drive here.
Yes, they can, because they now know you're drunk. So we don't know what you're going to do once you leave here. We don't want to get sued. You're going to stay here until you're sober.
Bad plan. We'll reorganize.
No. We're talking this through.
I just know we can't lose him for 2 weeks.
It's going to be 2 weeks.
It's a trial, David.
This isn't Law and Order where the trials last for weeks.
Well, it ain't going to last one show.
I think it might, actually.
Great. I'll see you in February. Between the holiday time off and now this curated caper you got here with jury duty, you got to get out of this. And I need the people to help. How do we get this man out of jury duty? Can't he say he's a public figure? Can't he say he's a biased human being? He hates everybody?
Right. You can say you're biased. You can't hate everybody. Because then they're like, you're perfect because you'll be unbiased.
People feel free.
Wow.
What?
You didn't have your headset on for that one.
Hold on. At least let me partake in the slander. Go ahead, David. Wow. Now, if he rolled in and said that, does that get him out of jury? What if he said that?
Oh, that probably would work.
What if he rolls in? This guy's a wild card. He's unstable.
He may be there till Thanksgiving.
Okay, this was a bad idea.
No, you know what? I like it. David, yes. Show up there in just like the old 1970s basketball shorts. I promise you.
I can find some.
Nobody's going to put you on
the
that
The Larry
jury.
David strategy.
Yeah, I can find some.
The gym shorts, and you put your legs up on the thing, but you got the gym shorts on, but no underpants, and you're like, what's the problem?
Right.
That's how he didn't get in trouble at the golf club. You got to be a Curb Your Enthusiasm fan to understand the reference. It is brilliant.
So there you go.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.